Despite all the wrong things that I have done, what made me worthy of you? You know, a few weeks ago, I spoke about the topic of love, the idea in a book called 1 John. It says that God is love. You know, God is not just loving, okay? God is love. He is the very definition of love. And the idea of love, and this is recapping some of the grounds for those of you that weren't here, that the idea of God's love is that love requires an object. Love requires an object. Love cannot exist in isolation. So when God first created everything, he created man and woman. He created humanity because we are the object of his love. And right from that very moment, that made us as humanity worthy of his love. So in answer to that question is, why am I worthy of God's love in spite of my failings, in spite of my issues, you know? We all have issues and we'll all continue to have issues until our final day. You know, the process, if you've become a Christian from that point onwards till you meet Jesus, that is the process that Christians call sanctification, which really just means in English, continuous improvement. Right? And so the fact is that you're going to have problems, but the nothing you do will make you even more worthy than you already are right now. You know, even before you were born, you were worthy of God's love. And that's crazy to think about, right? But God loves you so much that regardless of what you do, that's not going to separate you from his love. The Bible says, neither height nor depth, nor anything in all creation can separate us from God's love.